So my last song, also a true tale, mom friends, I'm really glad you're here to hear this one. I'm proud of many things in my life, my children especially, but the thing that I'm super proud of is the fact that in my youth, I was the two-time winner of the town of Harvard's 4th of July pie-eating contest. So, yes, yeah. So what I will tell you is that this song tells a little bit about what happened maybe 3-4 years ago, so very recently, when, much like Rocky, I returned to the playing field and felt compelled to enter the pie-eating contest again at the age of 49. I'm telling you a true tale, not so long ago. 4th of July, sun was high, flags waving slow. My whole hometown had gathered for a wholesome day of fun. Fun, a big parade, some lemonade, and some games for everyone. I walked on by the egg toss and the children's happy cries. Left behind the greased pole to a soul with stronger thighs. Cause a table full of cherry pies was where I had to be. And a tiny voice inside my head was calling out to me. Eat the pie. Eat the pie. Don't care if they might point and stare, don't let them ask you why. Cause that sweetness brings a sweetness that money just can't buy. I'm telling you, go on. Contests, been a point of pride for me. I won it twice in middle school, 12 and then 13. For a nerdy, bookish weirdo who was cut from every team, the thought of winning any ribbon was a kind of fever dream. Now a fully grown-up woman should have hobbies, I suppose. And eating pie in record time might not be one of those. So I turned away, maintaining my respectable veneer. But still that tiny voice went on and whispered in my ear, eat the pie. Eat the pie. Don't care if they might point and stare, don't let them ask you why. Cause that sweetness brings a sweetness that money just can't buy. I'm telling you, go on and eat the pie. As I hovered by the entrance, I found myself impressed by the existential crisis that had bloomed within my breast. Would I let other people's shoulds and shouldn'ts riddle me with doubt? Would I give in to what was safe and let the whole world count me out? Don't count me out. So I walked up to that table, took my place behind a pie. Some brawny guys twice my size arranged on either side. The town citizen of note, who was proud to play his part, shushed the crowd till they were silent, then proclaimed that we could start. The competitors ate valiantly and rushed to cram it in. Rumors ricocheted as people wondered who would win. And caught up in the moment and the crowd's excited shrieks, I opened wide, shoved the pie inside with the extra in my cheeks. I ate the pie, the whole damn pie. And the town folk raised a cheer as I held that blue ribbon high. Cause that sweetness brings a sweetness that money just can't buy. I'm telling you, if fate provides a chance for you to feel alive, don't worry if it's right for you or what you should and should not do. Say yes and open wide. Eat the pie.
Thank you very much. I'm Erin Ash Sullivan, and stay tuned for the wonderful Amy Spies.